MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, the South African National Defence Force is expected to guard borders, protect maritime interests, support the police, respond to domestic crises, and still maintain a credible defence capability. Yet, as you are well aware, its budget is shrinking in real terms. Personnel costs are crowding out operations, and some of its most important equipment exists more convincingly on paper than in the field. So is the country quietly creating a hollow force while still pretending it has full military capability? I'm in conversation now with Kobus Mare, who's an independent defence commentator and analyst. Kobus, a very warm welcome to you. And in your opinion, then, is the SANDF now being asked to perform a constitutional mandate that it can simply no longer afford?
I think it has transpired over many years. We have seen a deterioration in the capabilities of the Defence Force and a decline in the real increase of the Defence Force's budget. For quite some time, there was a defence policy set out exactly what the objectives are and what the funding targets are. Now, over time, when this real increase has decreased significantly over many years, South Africa's defense budget should be very close to 1.5% of GDP or the international global benchmark of 2% of GDP. Currently, we are at less than 0.7% of GDP. Now, it is obviously it's not sustainable. One must remember that cost of employees are currently well over 70% of the approved budget of the Defence Force. And that is a kind of a fixed cost. Because, the employees of the Defence Force has been appointed for a long term. So it's not just call-ups or, as we were in our younger days, just conscripts. So there's a fixed commitment of that. And if the budget in real terms decreases, it means that percentage is obviously increasing. It means that the actual constitutional mandate of protecting our countries, the sovereignty of our country, securing the safety of our people is just not possible anymore. And as the appetite for constant ad hoc deployment has increased, the moment that there's a problem with any State Department, whether it is water affairs, whether it is the police, whether it is, border safeguarding, then they call on the Defence Force to be deployed. And all of that is extra costs that is just not sustainable. So, yes. The constitutional mandate is the same. The appetite for deployment has increased, while the resources and the funding has significantly decreased.
Kobus,
it's just not sustainable.
Let me pick you up on that 70% of the budget going to personnel. Maybe put that into some kind of context for us and explain to me, does the SANDF have too many people or are the pay scales out of kilter?
I think neither of the two is really true. There's not necessarily too many people. Yes, you can reduce the Defence Force's employment numbers. The scaling is not, I don't think it's a problem because you need a professional Defence Force. But one must remember, if we had a defence budget of 1% of GDP, that will give us another 30 billion rand for Defence Force. That means that the current cost of employees spending would suddenly drop from over 70% of the approved budget to below 50% of the budget. So, yes, there must be restructuring. Yes, the Defence Force staff is too old on an average. Yes, they are too expensive. Yes, there are too many people in senior ranks, and not the rejuvenation program is not successful, and it's also not sustainable because we are, you can't go to war with an aging Defence Force. But it needs restructuring, it needs reprioritization, and obviously focused on technology rather than just employment. So it's a combination of these things. It's not necessarily either the one or the other.
You talk about you can't go to war with an aging defense force, Kobus. Are you also suggesting that our border protection has weakened considerably by the military just being stretched too thin when it comes to manpower and resourcing?
Absolutely, there's no doubt. Years ago, there was about over 30 defense companies being deployed on the land borders of South Africa. We currently need not less than 25 to 27 companies. Currently, there's only 5 companies. Now, that means only the patrolling of the defense force. Now, physically boots on the ground patrolling is just not adequate and enough anymore. If you can't support that with technology, with radars, modern technology radars, sensors, so that you can deploy, soldiers where there are transgressions. So often there are crossings taking place and transgressions taking place on our borders that we just don't know about because we haven't got the technology and a full reconnaissance capability to know what is really going on. And if you, I've seen it myself on test screens of radars with one of our well-known private sector technology companies, where you can clearly see once the patrol, the soldier has passed a specific point, then suddenly that whole queue of people is moving across the border unhindered, no problem, and the Defence Force doesn't even know about that.
So, Kub, just a final question then. If it's all about funding, if you give the SANDF more money, is there a risk that you're rewarding the same failures unless there is serious reform, as you've suggested?
Let me be clear. More money is not the solution. Mm. Just more money, plain more money, right, is not the solution. Cutting employee costs itself is not a solution. If it's not accompanied by serious reform, serious reprioritization, and facing the current future, the current threats and future threats, then it is a waste of money. So just by giving more money, just by giving 1 or 1.5% of GDP will not solve the problem. We've got management problems and challenges. We've got executive oversight problems and challenges. We've got technology problems and challenges. Mm. We've got prime mission equipment is old. So without prime mission equipment, without a proper defense industry base supporting the defense force, without a Denel and an Arms Corps restructuring and refocus, it will not help. So all of these needs to happen in... Right. In relation to each, with each other. Otherwise, it is a waste of money. But yes, we need more money. If there's not more money, you can reprioritize and restructure as much as you want, and you will not achieve it. You don't have the resources.
I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for the analysis. It is a very worrying situation. Kobus Maree, independent defense analyst. I appreciate your time.